Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. It is already Friday, the 10th day of March 2006. We have a lot of big guests joining us. We have the Emmy Award-winning director of a new film concerning what the pharmaceutical companies are dishing out to our young people, our children and adults alike, and the epidemic of suicide and psychotic breaks and major problems and havoc that this is a rain down upon us. He'll be in studio with another lady who has put out a new book exposing what happens inside Big Pharma at the sales level, and it's the confessions of one of these RX pushers. So that is coming up. They'll be in studio together in the second hour. Then in the third hour, former city council member, author, documentary filmmaker, anti-New World Order crusader, George Humphrey, will be joining us in studio as well. Another Austinite engaged in the fight against the NWO, and we'll be videotaping all of these interviews today and putting them up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. A new feature we've added, guaranteeing that each week there'll be a new in-studio videoed interview, as well as my local TV show that I've been doing now for almost 12 years, and then all of our best audio interviews from the radio show, all 14 of my films. And here I am going off into a plug for PrisonPlanet.tv. It's just we're really proud of all the material we've been adding. We want to thank all the listeners for their support. A lot of news out on depleted uranium. Got a report here about a March 8th, 2006 edition of CNN American Morning program where Miles O'Brien made the startling announcement saying that there's been a massive increase in lung cancer faster than the growth of all the other cancers in the last year. And it's directly linked, of course, to depleted uranium, so I want to spend some time on that. I'm sure all of you already know that Dubai Ports World has supposedly, at least on the surface, pulled out of the deal to take over 21 U.S. ports. That is not true. That is a lie, as usual. It's nothing but smoke and mirrors. The globalists rarely, when they're getting beaten publicly, actually stop their activities. They just claim they've lost and claim they've given up and then engage in their sneak attacks. And an example is a few days ago they claimed, the Patriot Act got restricted, big victory for civil libertarians, and then it turns out that they radically expanded it. But so many people who were fighting the Patriot Act are now having celebrations and feeling good and everything's wonderful when the exact opposite has taken place. So we'll get into that in detail when we get back as well. And then I want to get into some of the attacks on free speech here in the United States and in Europe. And there's another big development. Neocons are now leaving the sinking ship. At least on the surface, neocon allies desert Bush over Iraq. And we've got Francis Fukuyama, Richard Perl, William Buckley Jr., George Will, Andrew Sullivan, and many others now basically deserting Bush and saying that Iraq is a lost cause, a lost war. Of course, you read their own documents. They meant to do that from the start, but now they'll play the part of losers, just like Bush is playing the part of a loser on the Dubai Ports deal. The exact opposite, of course, is the case. This is why they win. They're masters of subterfuge and deception within deception within deception. Wheels within wheels. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installed in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we're all hearing that Dubai Ports World has backed off the deal, and it's a total lie, as it always is. So we'll cover that. And we've got 3 big guests coming up later in the broadcast that I'll tell you more about later. Right now, neocon allies desert Bush over Iraq, but this is part of a larger program. So let me go ahead and read some of these quotes. London Independent pointed this out, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. These are the, quote, right-wing intellectuals who, and they're not really right-wing, who demanded George Bush invade Iraq. Now they admit they got it wrong. Are you listening, Mr. President? William Buckley Jr., influential conservative columnist and TV pundit. And this is his quote. One can't doubt the objective in Iraq has failed. The Iraqis have proved uncontainable by an army of 130,000 Americans. Different plans have to be made, and the kernel here is the acknowledgement of defeat. Now, that's William F. Buckley. Here's Francis Fukuyama, author and long-term advocate of toppling Saddam. By invading Iraq, the Bush administration created a self-fulfilling prophecy. Iraq has now replaced Afghanistan as a magnet, a training ground, and an operational base for jihadists with plenty of American targets to shoot at. And that's author and long-term advocate of toppling Saddam. Here's Richard Perle, arch warmonger and pivotal Republican hawk. Quote, the military campaign and its political aftermath were both passionately debated within the Bush administration. It got the war right and the aftermath wrong. We should have understood that we needed Iraqi partners. Andrew Sullivan, prominent commentator and influential blogger. The world has learned a tough lesson, and it has been a lot tougher for those tens of thousands of dead, innocent Iraqis, try 100,000 in the last 3 years, than a few humiliated pundits. Again, he went on. The world has learned a tough lesson, and it has been a lot tougher for those tens of thousands of dead, innocent Iraqis than for a few humiliated pundits like yourself, scumbag. The correct response is not more spin, but a sense of shame and sorrow. Andrew Sullivan. George Will, the bow-tie-wearing twit, right-wing columnist on the Washington Post and TV pundit. Quote, almost 3 years after the invasion, it is still not certain whether or in what sense Iraq is a nation. After all, two elections and a referendum on the Constitution, Iraq barely has a government. Well, no, they don't have one division of Iraqi troops. They had two. Bush claimed in speeches 140 when they had two led by U.S. troops. Now those have fallen apart. Now, there are, of course, more neocon quotes we could dig up for you. And you'd think on the surface, this is rats leaving a sinking ship. And it's the opposite. They have had an unbelievable victory. A sterling, shocking, total victory, as usual. You're going, what are you talking about? Well, we heard that the war on drugs has failed, but it has roughly now, I kept saying double in size, that's numbers from 3 years ago. It has now quadrupled, okay? It took 10 years to double, and then the last three, it increased again. So we've had a quadrupling of the funding that it was back in 1993 when Bill Clinton came into office, and now 13 years later, we have a quadrupling. You go, Alex, what does that have to do with Iraq? Well, let me explain. The war on drugs is an unbelievable success. There is more than triple the heroin. Again, I was using three-year-old numbers last time. I just looked it up again because I'm working on a film right now, and I was using couple-year-old numbers. The tripling of heroin in the last 10 years, well, it's 3 years later. I looked it back up. That tripling doubled. So what's six times? Six times the heroin and opiates on the streets of the United States, even more than a six-fold increase in Europe, and because of the Afghanistan bumper increase, and more than a doubling in the cocaine. The cocaine had doubled in 10. Now in the last three, that's expanded. And we have gone from 1 million in the prison system to 7 million in the system, over 4.5 million behind bars, 7 million in the system. That is an unbelievable success. More drugs, more prisons, with people working in private prisons competing against our jobs. I mean, you think we're competing against Chinese and Indian labor? Forget that. How about millions of people working for an average of 20 cents an hour? The big drug-dealing cartels openly running the prisons. That's right, the big families that control the drug trade, the Bushes and others. You know, the Bushes own whole private prison companies themselves. These people are in the hundreds of billions. Of course, you read the local Parade magazine every year, and it tells them they're worth a few million. Yeah, they own triple hull super tankers, whole oil companies, whole giant stock portfolios in Lockheed Martin and Carlisle, and the second biggest shareholders next to the Queen of England and Carlisle. Again, I'm digressing. Sorry. So the war on drugs is a massive success to the globalist. On paper, publicly, it's a huge failure for what they publicly claim its aim is, to stop drugs, to stop crime, to lock up the drug dealers, to keep our children safe. So their public reasons for it are complete failure. Their true stated think tank goals are a smashing, crowning, flying colors, 21-gun salute, hail to the chief, great job. More ODs, more houses being broken into, more drugs, giant sprawling prisons, corrupt cops everywhere wearing black ski masks, raiding houses in the middle of the night. And meanwhile, the same drug-dealing cartel families, the big banking families, openly own the controlling stock in Big Pharma, which has got 15% of our children on drugs whose molecules are more dangerous, scientific studies show. That is their molecular makeup. Not their fancy-dandy names, are more deadly than heroin, cocaine, PCP. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And especially in the way they're being used long-term. So understand, they're slinging and pushing and driving and forcing millions on it, and adults are going on it, and they got half the advertisement in magazines and on the nightly news. Literally, I checked it out, half of it. I could see it watching it, but then I went and looked at some studies on it, just type into Google, advertising ratios, advertising study, pharmacological ads, TV news. You'll get that in most cases they got about 54% of the ads now. Just tune in tonight and see it for yourself or go read the study. But I didn't just trust what my instincts and what my assessment was. I went and looked it up. And so they're totally taking over. The drug dealers control the criminal gangs. They control the government. They control the entire system. They control the legal drugs, the prescription drugs they're slinging at us, all of it. So it is a fabulous rout. They are routing us. They are raping us. They are having unbelievable victories. And then they also make money off controlling the illegal drug trade when it comes into the country, and they make conservatively, again, I was using five-year-old numbers. I looked it up working on this new film. It is now $300 billion a year. It was $250 billion a few years ago. Now $300 billion profit. You'd think if there was a six-fold in heroin and a tripling in cocaine that they'd have, go from $250 billion to $600 billion. But no, with more of it, the price does go down. But that's good. You get more users. So, again, it's kind of like the McDonald's model. Would you rather sell 100 hamburgers for $10 a piece or a million hamburgers for $2 a piece? Well, you'd rather sell a million for $2 a piece. So they're doing a great job. So the war on drugs that you and I are told is a complete failure, no, it's a great victory. It's destroying the country. Great job. Just like Prohibition was a great victory. It was actually the big boozers, the big companies, the distilleries up in Canada and others that actually lobbied for that. Through their little front groups, the prohibitionists, who got that enacted for 9.5 years, and the drug gangs, the organized crime tripled, the police forces tripled, the BATF got radically expanded, and it corrupted our police forces because they were on the payroll. They were smart. Before they got the cops involved in drug dealing, they said, hey, you like a drink too, don't you? You know, you're a good Irish police captain. Well, come on in here and get some money. And then they were in the rackets, they were in the whores, they were in the gambling, then now they're in the smack and the coke today. And when your dumb kid uses it, they're going to the pen to work for the drug dealing cartels and on the prison. So then we look at Iraq, and it's a complete failure. No, the neocons said in PNAC documents, they said in RAND documents, Corporation, they said in their own published books, they stated in policy reports, they stated in P2OG, all public, that they wanted to have a civil war and the country broken into three or four parts. We have Israeli battle plans on this from 1983, saying they'd have the U.S. invade, then break it up, then have kind of fortress citadels that just controlled the major pipelines, and then they wanted to put Iraq back into the Stone Age and engage in basically ethnic cleansing and genocide of the Arabs in that area with the cover of it being an endless civil war. And then you can go back to 1815, 1820, and read the British documents, mainstream British newspapers, saying that was the strategy of tension and a way they tried to control Iraq, doing the exact same thing, and they did fail after about 10 years. But see, failing is winning, because war is a black hole to corrupt military, corrupt the population, have a domestic issue to say, tell everybody to shut up, we're in a war, and you can give hundreds of billions a year of no-bid contracts to your buddies, and you can also grab all those trillions in oil. So you think it's a failure? No, it's a great success. Do the globalists want to get in there, have a real government, get out in a year? No. They want to be there, they said, for at least 20 years. The war on terror will last 100. And, of course, it won't end then. Until every one of you is totally enslaved, it's not going to stop. These are hardcore, predatory individuals that know exactly what they're doing. And we have all their own admissions of it. See, they communicate with each other in publications, but they know you're not reading that. And they just call you dumb slaves. We'll be right back.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got Robert Mancinero coming on. He's a producer, director, and writer with over 10 years in the television film industry. And he's won quite a few Emmys. And he's produced a new film, Prescription Suicide. In fact, we'll be playing that the audio of that video trailer a little bit later And joining us in studio as well will be Gwen Olson, Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. God's Call to Loving Arms. I think I might carry this book. I haven't read it yet, but I was scanning over it. It looks pretty powerful. And she's another Austinite. George Humphreys will be joining us coming up in the third hour, another Austinite fighting the New World Order and their criminal activities. It seems Texans are called to this fight. More and more I'm noticing that. I mean, just the telephone interviews we do with activists and journalists and combat journalists, and these are the people we're just finding out about online or doing research. We're looking for other people around the country, and there are, of course, great folks everywhere, but Texas so often, and a lot of evil comes from this state as well. I don't know what's going on with this state, but it does seem to be pivotal at a certain level, a real bellwether. But instead of doing a big 10-minute diatribe like I did last segment about why we're, quote, losing the drug war, why we're losing the Iraq war, and these neocons leaving the sinking ship and saying, oh, we were wrong, we failed, we've lost, oh, the UN's got to come in and take over, only they can fix it. I said 2 years before the war, this is exactly what would happen. Again, I don't have a crystal ball. They do this over and over and over again, and they said this is what they would do. And so basically, the globalists just keep control of the resources, deindustrialize the country, knock it back into the Stone Age, and then just build some armored fortresses that they keep 50,000 U.S. troops in the, quote, troop pull-down, and then move those into other countries. And we're there forever, like our troops are in 160-plus other nations. And getting killed, but it's all just kind of back burner. Oh, two or three more troops died today. Ah, well, that's just how it is. We brought them democracy. We got to help those poor, ignorant savages. Meanwhile, our government's running around blowing things up. You know, every time the Sunnis and Shiites aren't killing each other, they just go bomb a mosque or go shoot some Iraqi policemen and blame it on their enemies. And they've been caught over and over doing this. You understand, we have the handbooks. We have the documents. We have the battle plans. And it's simple supply and demand. It's simple who has the motive. Qui bono in Latin, who profits, who gains. Do the globalists make more money and get more power and control? Does it fit into their agenda if we're there a year or if we're there 20 years? War is a black hole they can just pump money into. So we're told it's a failure. It is not a failure. But always globalists have to take one for the team. Little titular heads, little puppets, little figureheads like George Bush and Richard Pearl. Oh, we screwed up. We did bad. And then 8 years later, they'll be back in another administration. Same thing with Democrats. Oh, the Republicans really punished Bill Clinton. Then Bill Clinton's vacationing with the people that impeached him, and it turns out they were always in business together and had meetings back when Clinton was in college, and they just hired him as an actor, as an intelligence agency. That's what most intelligence operatives in the field are, is actors. And he's just been playing a part, like Tony Blair being MI6. Admit it. He was MI6 back as a big peacenik activist in the 60s. Getting the credentials as a liberal. You know, it comes out that the head of the Ministry of Defense in England's a former top communist. Well, he probably never even was a real communist. Not that I even support that. I certainly don't. But of course, he was the head communist to get the credentials. They play both sides against the middle, and that's you and I. And it's the same thing with this ports deal. The same thing yet again. I'm beginning to think this was probably staged, the whole thing. And I'll tell you why later. But Paul Watson's in another great article. He does a couple a day. Order out of chaos in Iraq, divide and conquer, divide and impair, a classic colonial strategy. And he just goes through the documents and their own statements and what the plan was from the start. Failure, because we think, you know, we were told go in there, help them, get in, get out. We don't want your oil. And some people still believe that. And then, wait a minute, but we're totally failing. But wait, we're staying in there. You know, are we this dumb? Why has this happened? And so when we get back, I want to read over some of this article. It's 5 pages long. I can't read it all that Paul Watson wrote. Then I want to get into the port deal. What you're hearing about the port deal is a manifest fraud like everything else. You can go prove it for yourself. And we'll detail that as well when we get back. And we'll take some calls, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're now carrying a little 62-page citizen rule book that tells you how this country's really supposed to operate with the juries, the grand juries, the Bill of Rights, famous quotes. We're carrying these right at cost. Get them from InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up. Let me just get into some of this news. What I'll do is, when George Humphreys joins us in the third hour, he's really researched what's happening in Iraq. I'll get more into how they're staging this, quote, defeat and how that was really their official plan. We have their quotes, their own documents, their own publications saying it. Think how cynical and evil they are. I guess it's kind of like that New York windshield repair shop where the owner would go out for years and bust people's windows out with a hammer. Then they'd come to him for the repairs. I mean, it's really that simple. They don't want the drugs to go away. They don't want the wars to go away. This is business. And it's about control. And so we'll keep that for the third hour. By the way, Ron Paul can come on today, but I don't even know if we're going to have him because we've got all these guests coming up. But look for Congressman Ron Paul to pop in, because if he does call in, I'm not going to cancel him. Look for Ron Paul to pop in during some of these interviews. In fact, it could happen any minute. It could happen any time in the next 2.5 hours. So stay with us, because we had a little update from him last week, but I didn't have as much time with him as I wanted to, because in between committee meetings he had a conflict scheduling problem, and so we're supposedly having a longer interview today, but then that got kind of conflicted with the other guest. So many great guests, so little time, my friends. So that's coming up. But let me just right now go ahead and get into what's really happening, what's really going on concerning the ports. You've heard that last night, Dubai Ports World, based in the United Arab Emirates, pulled out of the deal, and the Sheikh, the king, the head of the country, said, told the Financial Times of London, and these articles are all up on the sites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, he said, it's because Bush doesn't control Washington anymore, and he's basically a pathetic weasel, you know, this powerless no one. Well, he's not a good dictator anymore. Go read it for yourself, Financial Times of London. And because that's happening, they're pulling out of the port deal because they know it's not going to happen. Now, when I read that last night, I went, wait a minute. I remember 2 weeks ago I heard that Halliburton might take it over. And that from the beginning, Halliburton was in negotiations to be a holding company. And Halliburton are masters of this. There are over 120 subsidiaries of Halliburton. Kellogg, Brown & Root is just one of them. And they're involved in everything from prisons to camps to feeding soldiers to oil pipelines to you name it, to media. I mean, they're just involved in everything you can imagine. And that's what they are. They're a holding company for these offshore corporations and money laundering. They make Enron look competent and above board and not corrupt. And I don't say that for effect. I mean, I mean that. Halliburton is just unbelievable. And they're involved in just every sort of nefarious activity you can imagine. And so we'd already heard that they were probably going to come in and be the, quote, management company or one of the people that they're going to contract with. So this was already in the pipeline, pun intended. And a writer Cheryl Seal has put it together nicely. I got this from Rents.com. I got a link to it up on Infowars.com. Port deal pullout is phony. Dubai will still be owner. We're going to do our own story on this. So we are all supposed to click our heels, grin, and give Bush a big thumbs up in the next approval poll because he tossed out a bogus bone, the Dubai port deal pullout. The Bushy media are spouting the story as if Bush had given up and Dubai Port World had withdrawn from the deal. But look again. DPW is only turning operations over to an American holding company. They are still the guys behind the curtain. They will still have their employees in place. This smells very much like a backroom deal worked out by Bush and his pals in Dubai, UAE. Just let them think they won. Meanwhile, it'll be the same company, different name on the door. AP, which the writer says stands for American Propaganda, and Reuters, that stands for Neocon News, both immediately cranked out misleading stories with even more misleading headlines to aid Bush. Their build was quickly picked up and smeared around the world. You can link through to those. But fortunately, there are some publications where real news can still be found. And it's true. Forbes is pro-New World Order, but they'll tell you the truth. That's where I learned 10 years ago reading Forbes. I've subscribed to it. That the majority of America is British-owned. In fact, these 21 ports are actually British-owned. They're just transferring them. The Oriental Steam Navigation Company Corporation is British-owned. Go look it up. And the majority of America, I mean the vast majority, is owned by the British. And I was pointing this out a long time ago. People are worried about Japanese, Chinese, Arabs owning stuff. They, on the graph in Forbes a decade ago, they didn't even rate. I mean, they were just little microscopic nothings to the crown. The British Empire never went away. It just went underground and got smart. But here's the real story from Forbes. This isn't Alex Jones. It isn't Rents. This is Forbes magazine. In what could be a last-ditch effort, and by the way, this is weeks ago, see, hidden in plain view, and then see now it's being announced this will be the deal. In what could be a last-ditch effort to salvage its deal to operate East and Gulf ports in the U.S., DP World told Congress that it would agree to transfer control to a U.S. entity. That's what they did yesterday, which could simply mean a subsidiary of Dubai operation. In a statement, first read on the floor of the U.S. Senate by Virginia Republican John Warner, DP World said the decision was made, turn the page, to preserve the strong relationship between the U.S. and UAE, but in fact it sounded suspiciously like a device carefully crafted by DP World's huge team of lobbyists and lawyers to salvage the deal in some fashion. The new entity is supposed to have an American board of American managers, but the ownership will still be questionable. Well, it's an American who's number two at the company who's about to be put in as head of all port security in the Maritime Administration. And it's still the deal going through was signed off on by Mr. Snow, Treasury Secretary, who's also chairman of the federal board that illegally waived the 45-day national security review and illegally was in a massive conflict of interest, taking $1.15 billion from this company to do this deal. You understand, just a year and a half ago, he was in a business deal with them selling off U.S. railroads to Dubai Ports World. And that then a year and a half later, he's on the board, signs off on it. In fact, it's less than a year and a half later, because they signed off on this, 8 months ago, and then the deal just was going to go through last Tuesday, so we heard about it a few weeks before that. So I guess it's really about a little over a year. I mean, he's on the Treasury Department getting and doing deals for billions of bucks and tens of millions personally. Let's admit it. Crimes being committed left and right all around us. And they waive the federal law, which, by the way, they don't have the power to do. See, Bush says, you don't pass the Patriot Act, I'll just enforce it. Oh, I'll sign this bill, but I won't enforce it. Oh, I'm allowed to have warrantless wiretaps. I don't care what the FISA court says. I don't care if it's a felony every time I do it. I'm above the law. Well, they just said here, we just aren't going to do that national security review. And it goes on. The new entity is supposed to have an American board and American managers, but the ownership was still questionable. Or as New York's Democratic Senator Charles Schumer observed, the devil is in the details. If DP World, in fact, was merely planning to put its U.S. assets under U.S. managed subsidiary with oversight from U.S. staff board, it would be followed in a long line of foreign suppliers of defense technology to the U.S. This looks like a variant of that, says Clyde Prestowitz of the Economic Strategy Group in Washington. And there's a bunch of other links to San Diego newspapers and others, and it's just so it's not a secret. But the public still will probably, unless we get the news out on this, will probably be totally deceived as they normally are. Let's go ahead and talk to Cameron. And Cameron, where are you calling us from today?
Hello?
Yeah, sounds like you're on a speakerphone. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you, Alex?
Good. You're on the air, sir.
Great. I have some breaking news for your listeners regarding 9/11.
Okay.
The prophet Nostradamus, you know him, right?
Yeah, put absolutely no stock in it. It's just pure tripe.
Oh, yeah. He said that in July of 1999, the king of terror would come from the sky. And everyone thinks nothing happened. But actually something did happen. In July of 1999, 9/11 hijacker Mohammed Atta first came to the United States by plane. Also in July of 1999, the West Nile virus appeared in New York City, and it's my belief that that piece of garbage brought that over with him and unleashed it to New York. So
and I think and so he works for the Arabs, right? He's
So that Giuliani could set up the World Trade Center command center in case of biological attack. You see, Atta brought the West Nile virus with him and unleashed it so that Giuliani could...
Tell us more. Tell us what you portend from the tea leaves of Nostradamus.
Well, that's what I know.
I mean, give me more details. Tell me about Nostradamus.
Oh, well, he was just a prophet back in, I think, the 1500s. And he said that in July 1999, King of Terror would come from the sky. And that's when Mohammed Atta... the piece of garbage, came over, the 9/11 lead hijacker, and he brought with him the West Nile virus, and he unleashed it. And that's what I believe Nostradamus is talking about when he said the king of terror would come from the sky.
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to pat you on the head and act like I take what you have to say serious. This is not a variety show. And I don't blame people who have variety shows. I'm going to fight for my life. I'm going to fight for my family's life. I know I'm going to fight for my life, and I want you to know you're in a fight for your life. Your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, your very existence. A psychopathic, Nazi-like, eugenics-pushing, Malthusian, social Darwinistic wrecking crew is in control, and they wear fancy three-piece suits and have multi-billion dollar PR companies spewing high-tech propaganda. But they can be defeated, and they will be defeated. Number one, I don't believe in Nostradamus and what he had to say. The guy was a quack. Number two, the very quatrain you just read is not a real quatrain that was put out by, what, News of the World or whatever at the time. I had to get 50 calls probably on air about it after 9/11, along with that smoke devil supposedly in there. And people love this type of stuff. It's just you got the wrong show, brother. That quatrain wasn't even a real quatrain of Nostradamus. He wrote thousands and thousands of pages of nebulous stuff. And the king on the horse in the day of the 12th was pierced in the head with a spear and died. I mean, kings were dying all the time jousting and in battles. And so 200 years later, somebody dies, and oh my gosh, the king got killed with a spear in his face. Man, that never happens. I'd be like, I mean, I love these psychics. Oh, there's going to be a car wreck, a bus wreck in the next week. I feel it. It's going to happen somewhere. And then no one pays attention if it doesn't happen. But if it does, see, I predicted it just right. You know, I'm not psychic. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't read tea leaves. I don't gut a pig and read its intestines, its entrails to come up with this stuff. I got on air July 25th on TV, and I got on the radio July 25th. I did it for months straight. Operation Exposed the Government Terrorists, and I said, call the White House. Bin Laden's their agent. There's soon going to be a big attack, probably on the World Trade Center. It's going to be huge. They're going to bring a police state in after it. How did I know that? From deep study, from deep research, from deep meditation. And I don't mean meditating in some mumbo-jumbo way. I mean true, the highest form of intelligence, art, which I have organically, and it's indigenous to my brain. I'm not perfect. I got a lot of problems. It's like my wife could be doing some calculations on a calculator, and I just spit out the number with these huge numbers she's got. And I can't control it, and I can't say how I do it. And if I try to consciously do it, I can't do it. She's like, how did you know that? How do you do that? Like, I can spell some big, giant, complex word, but if I try, without thinking, but if I try to spell it, I can't even write at a fifth grade level. Okay? And I'm not trying to sit here and get off into, you know, how my brain works, but I understand the system. I can look at big, complex systems, and I can integrate what's going on if I have enough data. And really, it's not that hard. Frankly, I saw Warren Rudman and Gary Hart was the final straw. And I jumped, it was back when I watched TV. I should watch TV because you can glean more from that than just reading the text. I just can't stand it. So I've selfishly don't really watch a lot of TV because I just can't stand it. I like to have a life, and I feel so good and so free without it. But I saw them on Hardball, and they were going, big changes in America. They were smiling. They were real proud of being able to make this announcement. They've been told they could do this. And they were kind of rising up out of their chairs, and Chris Matthews is going, something big, huh? Yeah. They're smiling. Yeah, big changes, big buildings. Yeah, going to come down. Boom, boom. Bin Laden. And I'd seen him introduce Bin Laden on the news. He's going to get you soon. He's coming. I had seen how the government had bombed the World Trade Center before. And so, see, you start to see it's not really that hard to do. What's hard to do is to just make very few predictions and have all those come correct, which mine have, instead of just making 1,000 predictions and a few come true. So you don't get it out of crystal balls. You get it out of research and out of discernment and out of asking God to give you discernment. And so that quatrain wasn't real. Now, I forget the exact verse in what got ignored by the counterfeit of Nostradamus was in the final book of the Bible, Revelation. It said to paraphrase, in the great port city of the New Babylon, the great towers will fall, they'll be covered with dust, and sea captains will say, Babylon is burning, that great center of commerce, and it will have been the place of the trade, the towers of the trade. I mean, it's an incredible quote. That was real. No one wanted to talk about that if you want to talk about prophecy. No one wanted to talk. It was just some fake quatrain. That's the thing people do for Nostradamus, is they write fake quatrains, put it on a message board, and it's top news everywhere, even on CNN, taking it serious. Muhammad Atta didn't do anything. Muhammad Atta was a U.S. government agent who thought he was taking part in drills. He was nerve gassed on board those aircraft. They were flown into the buildings. You can get 10 other versions of what happened. My version is correct. My version goes off the facts. My version goes off all the evidence. My version goes off the crime scene and the admissions and past operations. You see, we do multifaceted analysis here. Okay? And I know we had loaded phones, and I just spent 10 minutes on that because that caller just... Sir, get into real issues instead of just that idiot Nostradamus, the prophet Nostradamus. I mean, the guy was a charlatan. He was a carnival barker. He was a joke.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Coming up in the next segment, and he is the Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. He's coming out with a new film. I've got a copy here in my hot little hand. It's not available yet, but when it is, I think we're going to carry it. And it's Prescription Suicide. It's going to be shown here in Austin The big creature, Lewis Black, decided it didn't need to be shown at the film festival going on here right now. So well, no, I don't like Lewis Black. He's an establishment guy posing as a liberal. So anytime I can, he like commissions front page hit pieces on me, and but it's just classic. You know, they'll probably have something stupid coming up instead in your place. But it will be shown tonight, so you'll have a chance to go see it if you're in Austin. We'll tell you how to do that coming up in the next hour. And then Gwen Olson is also our guest, Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. And she even lost her niece through all of this. It's a nightmarish story. I had a chance to hear a few days ago on Jack Blood's show that follows mine here on the Genesis Network. And so she'll be coming up in the next hour as well. Back to the port deal. Again, the evidence shows Halliburton from the beginning was going to be the holding company. This was some type of fallback plan. It may have even been some type of primitive psychological warfare operation where it just increases a hatred for Arabs in general or Persians on the eve of the buildup for the Iran war. And if you don't think that Bush and people of his ilk will, quote, take a political hit overall to increase the fever pitch for war, you're gravely mistaken. We have their own policy reports where they talk about doing this. They're not as stupid as they seem. They're not in these positions of power for no reason. So we'll get more into that coming up in the third hour when former city council member and documentary filmmaker, also author George Humphreys, joins us here in studio as well. Let's go ahead and jam in another call before this hour ends. Let's talk to Robert. Robert, where are you calling me from?
Hi, good morning, Alex. I'm Robert in San Diego.
Welcome.
Many times, I'm an RTV student in college. Hey, you know, that first caller just was doing his job as an agent, you know, to try to distract you, you know, giving aid and comfort to the enemy, misdirection, propaganda, you know, taking away the true focus.
He did sound sarcastic.
Who really did it.
He did sound sarcastic.
Oh, it was totally a plan. I could hear it right from the word go. Anyway, I was talking about this with my friends, and of course you nailed it before I could get to it. The wheels within wheels, the total media theater, the fake Dubai port sale. It was just, you know, I imagine them sitting around a table and they're, okay, we'll try to sell you the port, you know, and that'll set up the media control coverage so we don't have to spend time on the Patriot Act. And then once everybody rallies around that and doesn't want it, we'll submit a bill to Congress that says we're against it.
And then
so if you vote against it, you know, on the way, let me, this is really important, on the back of the bill to be against the port deal reauthorizes the Iraq war for another $80 billion. Did you hear that last night?
No. Well, you're right. It's been a cover for a whole bunch of things, and then the after effect, the aftertaste is the Arabs are trying to buy us up. They're in our territory. They're in our backyard. So you're right. Clearly, we've now proven Halliburton was involved already, and as amazing as it is, it looks like they brought this out to be a political diversion and just create hatred of the Arabs yet again.
The most obvious fiasco in our faces while they're trying to nuke Iran. I mean, God, Alex, the news that covers as news every day is getting more and more sickening.
Well, you're right. They're saying they may use a whole bunch of mini nukes, quote, super bunker busters. And already I've got a report here that lung cancer in the last 3 years is up 6 times, that's CNN, what it was previously. But it's not that there's all this depleted uranium in the air at 8 times safe levels being picked up by detectors in Europe and the U.S. No, they say it's the secondhand smoke.
Exactly.
Smoking's at all-time lows. That just came out. But the lung cancer's 6 times. In 3 years, it's increased. DU causes that, but that's not what's doing it.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.